Hello and welcome, everybody, to Why Should Your Team Win? It's your host, Katie. And you guys, I'm so excited for this episode because it's a division rival episode. Before I go further, let me introduce you to my guest. Please welcome to the show, Ren.
Hello.
Hi, Ren. Let's just get into it. Tell me who is your team and why do you cheer for them?
So I am a Dallas Stars fan, and I have been since they moved to Dallas.
Okay.
So for anybody who doesn't know, that was our first real experience with NHL hockey in Dallas. For a while we had farm teams here, of course, and AHL stuff that was going on in the area. And for a while, there were the Dallas Blackhawks playing, which was a nice connection for me because I have family from Chicago. So lots of Blackhawks
Oh,
fans in the family.
same here.
Yes. So when they started talking about the move and everything, got really excited. And so as soon in '93 as the Stars came, we started going to games.
Okay.
So I was young. It was a family thing that we did together. We actually had season tickets for a while there and would go to almost every game we could every season, and just really fell in love with the game, and just ride or die Stars fans, but also really big fans of hockey in general, which is not something you see a lot in the South, or at least not at that time. Now it's a lot bigger down here, which is really cool and really exciting. And so it was a really nice connection because it was something we did as a family, but it was also a really great time in the 90s when the team was trying to grow interest here. They were doing lots of events and things like that. It was just really fun, and really nice guys, like really nice people to interact with and have a lot of fun. A nice contrast to some of the Cowboys culture that we have down here with the football. So it was very welcoming, very exciting. It's a great game, and I just feel really lucky to have been able to be grabbed by a team at inception. So I can say that I've been a fan since the beginning. It's really cool.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Well, I grew up north, North Dakota, Minnesota. So when the North Stars left, everyone was,
Oh, devastating.
devastated. Yeah.
Oh.
But needless to say, when they were on their cup runs, 99, 1000, when they were in the finals again, my hometown was definitely cheering for the Stars because University of North Dakota, so there's quite a lot of alum on that team. But before we fall down that rabbit hole, tell me who your favorite player is, past or present.
So my favorite past player is Jamie Langbrunner. He was a rookie fairly early on when we started watching the Stars, and I just thought he was so wonderful. And so started following him. That's actually whose jersey I'm wearing today. My game worn Jamie Langbrunner from, I think this is actually from '99. It's not a cup run jersey or anything like
Yeah, not a
that,
big deal.
but it's mine. It's special to me. My first ever jersey that I had was a Mike Modano jersey. But Jamie became like my player. It's kind of funny. We actually took a road trip as a family one summer up to Cloquet, Minnesota, which is his hometown, so that we could go around there. And then we went to Eveleth, which is the Hockey Hall of Fame, and for US. And that's actually a really cool full circle moment because they just announced, I think last week or the week before, that Jamie Langenbrunner is going to be inducted into the US Hockey Hall of Fame. So
Hey,
we're
that's pretty
actually talking
awesome.
about Yeah, so we're actually talking about maybe making a return trip, maybe over the next coming summer, just kind of as a fun little, since he'll be in there now. So it's very cool.
Yeah, you
So,
definitely don't want to go to Minnesota in the wintertime. Trust me.
no, I don't do winter very well. I actually considered going to college in Minnesota because I love Minnesota so much.
Okay.
I just think it's a really wonderful place, but I don't do winter very well, and so I was discouraged, which is probably a good idea. But I have a. It's
Yeah.
funny. There's a lot of Stars or Dallas, like Minnesota hate, and it's really kind of funny to me because I actually really love Minnesota and I do love the Wild. So people will be like, how can you do that? I'm like, I'm sorry. I have an affinity for green teams from Minnesota. I'm sorry. I just do. Yeah.
No, before we get into rivals, I still want to talk about some players because there's just so many past
So many.
legends, but like the current players now. Because honestly, I'm an Avs fan, and this play
Oh, I
last
love the apps
playoff.
too.
Okay. Well, I was kind of, I love to hate on Dallas sometimes, to be
That's
honest.
okay. We deserve it sometimes. That's okay. I love Dallas first and foremost. They are always my favorite. I am ride or die. And then after that, I have a handful of other teams that I really love. And so it's kind of one of those things where if Dallas is out, then I'm like, okay, well, who else do I love? Who am I in on? So I was really cheering for the Avs in their last run. That was super amazing.
It was magical. No,
It
well,
was
I
so
the reason
beautiful.
it goes back to the 2020 Bubble Cup, and it was that insane Game Seven.
Yoel Kiviranta,
I
who
had the
now is
heart
with the Avs on
palpitations.
a PTO.
Yeah,
I bet you
exactly.
did.
Well, yeah, I had the heart palpitations.
Yes.
And that year, I kept saying, this is the Avs year, because
I
it takes
know.
years to win a cup.
It
And
does. It does. It's a sequence of time.
and when you said Kiviranta, this guy came
Out of nowhere.
out of nowhere, has a storybook game, hitting the game overtime winner, just that crushed me. I remember I had a
Oh,
friend
I'm
because I listened,
sure.
I'm in Belgium. I listened to the game at 2 in the morning. I was listening to it, and a friend, as soon as
Oh.
the game was over, he was like, he sent me a stupid text like, "How do you like them apples?" I was like, "Too soon. Too
Too
soon. Like,
soon. Too soon.
don't rub the salt in yet." Oh.
No. No. You gotta let that breathe. Like my F friends, I was like, we're gonna let you have some time when you're ready. You can come to me. It's okay. But yeah, we get hate. And honestly, like I said, sometimes we deserve it. Jamie Benn is quite controversial. Whether you like him or not, there's a lot of
I don't
I'm
like
back and
them.
forth. It's honestly that's okay. Jamie.
No, I was gonna ask you, because notes are all like scattered everywhere, but it's like Jamie
That's
Benn, right? To say,
okay.
how does this guy, but as a Dallas fan, what do you like about him? What do
Oh,
you like about
Jamie
him?
Benn. So Jamie, it's interesting because I was definitely on the Jamie train for a while and kind of liked him. It's funny because all my friends were like, "Ooh, you just like men named Jamie," and I'm like, "Well, yeah, but like when he started and he was younger, he was trying to like show out. He was playing well. Things were going well. They named him captain. We're right on the 10th anniversary of that. Him and Sagan getting together, having the Bennigan years were really nice. And he's got an edge to his game. And I think that's something that's necessary in some ways. And a lot of us Dallas fans have stuck up for him for a long time. And what I will tell you is that, and this is probably pretty across the board, but what happened in the Western Conference Finals this time around, with the hit on Mark Stone and just the lack of accountability and it was really ugly. And I think there's myself and some
Well, that
other
was a
people
joke, yeah.
were it was terrible. And just him taking no accountability for it and just kind of being ugly about it. It was kind of one of these moments where as a fan who's like stuck up for him in a lot of situations and like been behind him, it was kind of like, wow, you just threw that all in the dirt for nothing like that. And then it kind of was one of those things where, I mean, that is probably the most embarrassed I have ever been as a Stars fan watching that game. With the way everything went down, it was just awful. And on one hand, I was like, well, if your captain does that, then you deserve it. So.
Yeah, that was a mess. And I remember watching an interview with Joe Pavelski after the game. And the reporters were trying to bait him into talking bad about what Jamie Benn did. And I really respect Jamie Pavelski because he would not do it. He would not throw.
Jamie under the bus. I know, which.
Been under the bus. And I just really respect Joe, down a Joe Pavelski rabbit hole today.
No, we absolutely could. And it's so interesting because when Joe Pavelski originally signed, I was like, okay. And I've always really liked Joe Pavelski. I don't have anything against him, but I was like, well, let's see what happens. And he was kind of slow to start with Dallas in his first season. But he is like I he's like one of my people now. Like I'm just like he's so wonderful, and to see the way he inspires, you know, the younger players on the team. I mean, he clearly has taken, you know, Roope
Wyatt Johnson.
and Robo like under the wings, and
Yeah.
then Wyatt Johnston's lived with him last year, has moved back in and is living with him this year, and so, you know, he's just a great asset to have on the team, not just his play. I mean, he's an incredible player, especially looking at what he's done just in the last couple of years, having these really awesome career years, especially. I hate that this comes up all the time, but he is an older player, and so it's really cool to see what he's doing with that.
39, yeah.
So it's amazing to see what he's doing, and it's also really cool to see what's rubbing off on the younger players, what they're taking away from their time with him, and what he's able to pass on to them. And it's really cool from a fan from 99, because it reminds me a lot of Joe Nieuwendyk coming in and kind of like being that veteran presence, being really solid, helping these younger players step up their game. And so it's been really cool having him as a part of the team and seeing how he's integrated with them.
Well, yeah, you mentioned he's playing with Robo and Rupa Hintz. I mean, that has a lot to do with his success.
Oh, for sure. Quality, you know, quality line mates are going to help you, and those two are. I would say that Roope Hintz is probably one of the most underrated forwards in the NHL. Does not come up as much as it probably should. And I think he should be in Selke talks too. But
Yeah, he had a
we'll see what
monster playoffs, yeah.
happens. Yeah, he did. He did. He's incredible. I mean,
Because
that.
I got familiar with some of these players, the 2020 series we
Yes,
had,
in the bubble.
and as much as I was like, "Ah, Dallas, son of a bitch," I was like, "I wish these guys were on my team." Heiskanen,
Yes. Oh.
I mean, just him alone. But yeah, Robo, I think
He's.
he's a stud. I think if, Makar was on like the EA Sports cover this year, but I wouldn't have been surprised if it was Robo. I think he's going to get a
No,
cover, I don't know.
I think he could, and it's always
Yeah.
interesting because as a Stars fan, we've got Miro, who I think is incredible, also incredibly underrated. And people always try to banter this back and forth about, you know, oh, Cale Makar, and I'm like, look, Cale Makar to me is one, okay, but Miro could be two. Like they are right there. Miro's not as offensive, but he's working on that. That came up a little bit last year, and I can't wait to see what happens with Heiskanen. He's just incredible, and he's become a backbone of the team already. Now if we could just get him away from, you know, the sandbag that is Ryan Suter, we would be so much better off.
Yeah. Ryan Suter. Yeah, he's not a big no one in Minnesota misses him, that's for sure.
No, it's so interesting because he was bought out, and I remember seeing that and was like, oh wow, something must have happened. And then the minute I heard that we signed him, I was like, what are you doing? And
Yeah.
then my friends who are Minnesota fans, of course, were like, we're sorry, but we're glad he's not with us anymore. And I was like, this is a bad sign.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you guys had a hell of a roster. Some additions, a Denver Dallas rivalry a little bit, is Matt Duchene. I think when the first game in Denver, as soon as he touches the puck, everyone at Ball Arena is gonna boo, but then he
Oh
will
yes.
score a goal in that game, I guarantee it.
I probably.
Yeah.
It's funny because as soon as he was signed, I got all these text messages because he is not my favorite. I have
Oh
never
yeah.
really been a big fan of him. And one of my friends, that's like one of her pet players. Like she's like, I love him. He's so great. So she was like, are you excited? And I was like, I guess. I mean, the way I'm thinking about it is I could not say a good word about Corey Perry. And
Yeah.
then he joined the Stars, and I would never have believed you if you would have told me that I would have fallen in love with Corey Perry. Like, he is obnoxious, but when he's on your team and he's your pest, you just kind of like, oh. So I will forever kind of have a little bit of love for Corey Perry,
Yeah.
and maybe Matt Duchene will be the same. I don't know.
Yeah,
We'll
no, I was
see,
just
but
No, I'm
we'll
just
see.
surprised that Duchene got out of Nashville. I don't know if that I don't think that was by choice. So I
Yeah.
think he'll have a lot to prove, and he is a good
Agree.
player
He
despite it
is.
all, and
Yeah.
you guys, I mean, I'm getting ahead of myself, but you guys are, I think, are a cup favorite. But before I get that far, there's a couple more players that you got. Sam Steele from Minnesota.
Yes, Sam
He's
Steele.
going to be a guy to keep an eye on for sure.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what he does.
And then let's see, Ottinger, your goalie situation.
So I'm a goalie person. I don't know if you can see, but I have this here that says I'm just here for the goalies. My screen name is Goalie Cat. That's my original OG screen name all the way back to like 97. But I am a goalie person, and Ottinger from a fan perspective as a Stars fan, but also as a goalie fan, is just a dream come true. He's just incredible. And to think about what he's done at his age, I think it's going to be really awesome to see what he does. And I'm hoping this year we'll have better health as far as with Wedgwood backing up and have a better balance for him, because he took on a huge load last year, and you could see it that it was tolling on him even before the playoffs. And so if we can keep him healthy and we can keep his load balanced, I think he's going to be incredible.
Yeah, I think, I've been watching his star rise literally since the 2020 Cup, or the
And
bubble
he's a
series.
Minnesota boy, so
Yeah, that's right. No, I think he's kind of been an unsung goalie these last 3 years or so. He's definitely a top 10 pick if he has a solid season. We'll see. Is that, let me see if there's more players I want to talk about. Well, I guess we can, let's see. Well, maybe you can help me. This is kind of random. I'm all over the place. Screw my
That's
notes.
all
I'm just gonna
right.
ask. So there are, yeah, a couple University of North Dakota alumni, starting one with Eddie the Eagle, Ed Belfour. He was known for to have a hot temper, but I mean he won a cup with you guys.
He did. He did. He
And
did.
then Craig Ludlow, or no, Craig Ludwig.
Ludwig.
Yeah. Do you ever listen to his podcast, Suds with Luds?
I do sometimes,
Yeah.
especially if he's got somebody on. And Ludwig was always a favorite of ours. He was
Yeah.
super nice and really personable when we met him at events and stuff like that. Really, really sweet man. Really cool to talk to. Just really nice. I love it when he gets featured on like some of the broadcasts and things like that. And he's in there, and so I love hearing him on the podcast too. Just really cool guy. So
I think
it's nice.
the first time I ever saw the Stanley Cup in person was at a parade in this tiny ass town in Wisconsin. And I'm pretty sure it was him that brought it, but I don't
Could
remember
be.
because
Could
he is
be.
from Wisconsin. But I was like forced to go to some Bible camp. This is a whole other story.
Oh,
But like the highlight was seeing the Stanley Cup, but I don't, it was
Yeah.
99, so I don't remember what player, but I was looking through the roster. I'm like, maybe it was Craig Ludwig. I mean, he
It could have
is from
been.
Wisconsin, but that's why I wish there was like a where is the Stanley Cup been? And there's like a log of like where
Yes.
it's been, like go back
Yeah,
to
we need a map.
July 99. Yeah.
Oh, here's where it was, and that's who it was with. I was thinking about that this summer. Well, and definitely at when I was watching the summer before with the Avs and like all the places it was going. And it's really cool to see that, especially because when it goes historical places, like Kadri took it to a mosque for the first time, which is really, really cool. Just loving, I love seeing the game grow. And so the new places, new players, new populations, and all that stuff. It's really cool to see that stuff. That's been one of the things I've enjoyed about Robo is he's Filipino, and so having him talk about that a little bit, talk about what it's like to have that representation and to share that, and the fans that he's been able to connect with because of that. That's really cool, and that's something. I want to see is I want to see the game continue to grow into more and more places that it hasn't
Yeah.
been, because I mean, it's the beautiful game. Like, everyone should get to see and be a part of this.
No, and I think that's really cool. It shows a player's personality of where they bring the cup. Like Cale Makar brought it to the retirement home so his grandma could see it. It's like that's so special. And then he like ate ice cream out of it. It's like, oh, that's wholesome and sweet baby angel Cale,
I know, baby kale forever.
Let's see. There is Nishushkin, Val Nishushkin.
Oh, yeah, Val. So It's funny because if you ask a lot of Dallas fans about Val, they get really upset. In fact, my dad, every time Val, boo, Val. I was always a Val fan. I was like, look, he didn't make it in our system. Something clearly was off here. I don't know if it was him entirely or something else. And so I've been happy to see his success with the Avs. I was really happy for him and all that stuff. Of course, there was all that mess that happened over the summer. I'm like, I don't know what's going on there. There's some concern or whatever. But when it comes to the stuff with Dallas, I don't have any hard feelings against Val.
Yeah, I think, when Avs, gossip talk, everyone wants to know what happened in Seattle. And people are like, well, we don't need to know. And it's over. Let's just focus on the season. And I'm like, well, I want to know
I want to
just because,
know. I mean,
I'm a curious cat.
well, yeah. Yeah. And there's some, I mean, and we don't know. I know it's one of those things where I think that part of the problem is that there are people, exactly like you said, who are like, we need to focus on the season. What's done is done. And then there's those of us that are curious, both from like a, okay, well, if it's so cut and dry, where's the explanation for starters? And then there's some sneaky stuff there where it's like, okay, and maybe it's nothing. I definitely always hope that things are nothing, but it always seems more suspicious when people are like, oh, look over there. So
Yeah, and
I'm
I
just
guess,
curious.
I mean, the team doctor is no longer employed with the organization.
Yes,
You
I
know,
found that
like,
out yesterday, and that was shocking. I was like, well, why? Like, what does that mean? It's just interesting. There's some weird things with that I'm just
And
curious about.
Val, he with the Avs, he had some solid years. He had some injuries, nothing too intense, but he is pretty much a point per player guy. And if he can
Yes.
stay fully in or fully healthy, I don't know. I knew last playoffs, we weren't going anywhere. Even if we limped into the round two, there was no way we were going to beat
It
Dallas.
was tough. Yeah, that was, I mean, it was a tough year, injury-wise, and of course, not having Gabe is an incredible
Yeah, no,
loss.
I mean, I still have a hole in my heart. And
Oh,
I
of
know that
course.
Gabe isn't going to be around next year. So it's still this like hole. And it's like, I'm kind of moving away from Twitter because of the whole Elon Musk takeover thing. It's just,
Totally, it's a
I,
mess. It doesn't function as well as it should,
yeah,
and
no, it's somehow worse.
way
But,
worse.
hockey's just around the corner, and so I'm starting to see more hockey tweets, and I'm trying to get more excited.
Yeah.
But then it's all like, oh yeah, Gabe still isn't playing. So that's just like, we need our captain to steer us through these playoffs. But
Yes.
as
Yeah.
you know, anyway, let me see if I have a couple more players to talk about.
Yeah, sure.
Joe Nieuwendyk, we talked about him. Oh, and then just the controversy was the foot in the crease. Brett Hull.
Oh, well, my take on it is that his foot was in the crease, but he already had control, which my understanding is the reason that the goal stands is that it was in the crease. And I know the controversy is that at that time, if it was in the crease, it didn't count, and yada yada. And we go back and forth about that. My personal favorite with that whole saga was when Lindy Ruff came to coach the Stars. That was one of the first things they asked him at his coaching press conference. They were like, "So, how do you feel about that now?" And I think he just laughed it off. But I mean, I am very much the type of person where I'm like, I don't want there to be controversy. I want it to be clean so that nobody can be like, "Oh, it was given to you," or whatever. But it's really funny because that game I was not at. That was a game in Buffalo. And the things that I have heard used as reasons why the goal was given over, even though it wasn't a good goal, are kind of hilarious. My favorite was about 6 months ago on Twitter, a Buffalo Sabres fan mansplained to me that the reason that we won the cup was because the Dallas people sprayed confetti everywhere and they couldn't clean it up to take the goal back and start over. And I was like, boy, that game was in Buffalo. Okay. So if there was confetti everywhere, that was a y'all problem. But in my opinion, it was in control. He was in control of the puck. It was across the line. We won. And I would love to go out on a limb and say that even if it hadn't counted and that game had gone the other way, we still wouldn't have won the cup anyway.
Yeah.
It was our year. We were meant for it. So
and
sorry
then
about
a
it.
Final, yeah, no, a final player, Mike Madonna.
Oh, Mike Madonna. Mike Madonna was probably so when I got into hockey, there were two players that I just really latched onto in the very beginning. Andy Moog, who was our goalie at that time, who I still adore and think is a wonderful person. And then Mike Madonna, who was like the darling. And it's interesting because as I've gotten older, I have such an appreciation for him and his work ethic and the things he did in Dallas. But I also see him when we won the cup in 99, he was so emotional. And
yeah.
I think for him, that was
he'd
a
been
huge...
chasing it for years. Yeah.
Well, he had. And I think he really put the franchise on his back and felt responsible for it. And I think finally having it was just like this release of like, God, I did it. You know, this has been the thing that I've been slated to do since I came in. And so I have wonderful, warm feelings about him. I was devastated when he signed with Detroit. That was like the worst place he could have gone, in my opinion, because the
it
90s.
Was. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's at $14.99 because of that Detroit, you know.
Well,
the man who will not
Mike
be
Babcock.
Named.
Yeah. Yes.
There we
well,
go.
Voldemort. I mean, which, speaking of that, how embarrassing to hire someone who's a known abuser and then have to fire them before the first preseason game. Like, that has just come up, and so I hope no other team makes that mistake.
Yeah, he needs to crawl back under the bridge.
He does.
Sure.
He does. Yeah, go back to where you came from and stay there. No one needs you. This is not, you know, and if we could get Torts to go with him, that would be excellent as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
for
I don't
sure.
have any opinions
that
about that.
So let me ask about a memorable game.
So this is really hard. I have so many, but the one that sticks out the most for me is the 2020 Winter Classic. I was
when
very
Perry
fortunate.
Got kicked out of the game the first 2
yes!
minutes. That
so,
long walk
so
of shame.
That was hilarious. It was funny because so I went with one of my good friends. I call her my hockey wife. Her name's Sarah. I love her. She's my hockey person because my partner does not care about hockey. And so I go to hockey with Sarah. and we went to the Winter Classic. And I mean, it was just phenomenal. Just the atmosphere of being with that many Stars fans.
Who'd you guys
there.
Play?
We played the Predators in Nashville.
Okay.
So it was like the Southern Winter Classic. It was really cool. Like it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And
I like those jerseys. We'll talk about that next.
Oh, so good. It was so good. But the atmosphere was incredible. The weather was perfect. Corey Perry getting thrown out in the first 2 minutes was kind of like the walk of shame was funny. We were all mad. Like the whole section I was in was like, why'd you do that? What the fuck? You know? But then we're all laughing. We're like, look at him walking. This is embarrassing. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
So it was kind of funny. And then, I mean, they won the game, but like hearing the national anthem and hearing people yell Stars at the national anthem, which is one of the things that we do. It was just so loud. And it was so incredible. Like, that's a day that I will remember. It's up there in the best days of my life. Like, it was just so great. And to get the win the way we did, it was just, nobody thought hockey would work in Texas, and there were 80 some odd thousand people in attendance there that
day.
Damn. It was amazing.
How'd they keep
so
the ice
good.
Cold?
I think honestly, my understanding is that they really have gotten the outdoor stuff down to as long as the weather cooperates. And they said that
like if it's not raining, right?
Yeah, if it's not raining and if it's not too hot, because they had that whole incident with the stuff in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
But they said when we were driving out in the morning, we were listening to one of the pregame podcasts, I think, and they were like, it is perfect weather. Like if they could have scripted it, it was like warm but not too warm. So it was gonna keep it. And I mean, really, I don't know how great the ice was overall. I didn't hear much about that, but it was the thing that I was most concerned about. I was like, is it gonna be 80 degrees?
Yeah, like a slush puck. like
Yes,
situation.
yeah, but it wasn't. And so
Yeah.
it was just a wonderful day. Like, I can't say enough good about it.
I'm super jealous. So let me go into jerseys because Dallas has had some good ones and they've had some stinkers. Just tell me what your favorite one is.
Oh my
Or I mean,
gosh.
which
So
ones? Or at the top, which ones are at the bottom?
So 99, this one is always going to be probably my favorite. It just, when it
Agreed.
came
I
out, it
like
was
that one.
so iconic. It was so good. But the reverse retro they did this past season is up there. I mean, super good. I got it
Is
in,
that the
I
all
wanted,
white? The white
no,
out?
that's
No,
the
okay.
whiteout is the one from the season before. So
Okay.
the third jersey from this past season was black with the basically kind of like stars like this, but it's silver instead of gold. It was just really good, a really good kit all overall. I got one in Heiskanen, so I have a Heiskanen
Nice.
jersey in that one. I also the Winter Classic is up there. I have one of
Yeah.
those as well, because
I
that's an
like that
incredible
one.
jersey. It's really good,
Yeah. I think
really, really
my
good.
favorite, I like the highlighter.
Yeah, the blackouts are really good and they look really
Yeah.
cool because if you're at the AAC, any game they're doing a blackout, they do black lights. And so you'll
Awesome.
come in and like be waiting and they turn the black lights on and everybody in the arena is glowing. It like lights up so bright. It's so cool. It's a really cool concept that I wasn't sure if it was going to fly, but it looks amazing on. I love it.
Do you have a Mooterus?
I do not. And it's so funny. It's so funny because when the Mutarist came out, that was like the first thing people were saying about it. We were like, why? Why did they put red? Why did they do this? Like, and so I did not like it back in the day. And now it's my quest to own a
Yeah.
Mutarist because I don't have one. And now they're kind of niche, you know, and whatnot.
Yeah.
So it's a
I
lot of
look
fun.
at it now. I think I like it, you know, is they're trying to be clever, you know, trying to get you to think. And then first everyone's like, looks like a uterus. It's like, damn it. You know, like they're like, damn it, Bill, you're fired. You know, like
Yes, and it's funny because some of the stuff that surfaced since then about they were talking, so the rebrand that happened in, was it 18? I don't remember, 14? When they switched to the Victory Green.
yeah.
Maybe it was 23. I can't remember. Anyway, don't ask me time. That's not my area of expertise. But they were, when they did the rebrand to the Victory Green and
The
Silver,
2012, yeah,
apparently,
I think.
yeah, 2012.
Yeah.
So there was some talk in there about potentially doing red, white, and blue. I'm glad they didn't take it in that direction. But it's just
Me too.
interesting.
Too
Everybody
soon, yeah.
was everybody was speculating. They're like, is there going to be another Mutarist? Like, that's the fear every time new jerseys come out now, is like, please don't let it be another Mutarist, which there are some people out there that are like, reboot it. Let's do it again. Like,
Yeah. I want a 3D
so
Mooterus on there, you know, like
yes.
I want the Mooterus to look
Yeah.
at me.
Yes. Eyeballs.
So before we get into playoffs, I want to talk about this last couple years of playoffs for you guys. I want to know
Yeah.
a team you love to beat or a team you hate to lose to.
Ooh.
I mean, it sounds like you
Well,
respect the game. So, you know, like if you can
I
be friends with a
do.
Wild fan or talk to an Avs fan, you know, like.
I do pretty well across the board with most teams. I will always have a chip on my shoulder about the Detroit Red Wings and the New Jersey Devils. That's probably always going to be a thing, just going back to 90s stuff and
Yeah.
2000s. But I'll tell you, in the last couple of years, the Avs have been a team that I have loved for us to play and beat. I always feel bittersweet when they win because I'm like, I like you, but you're beating us, so that kind of sucks. But my new like grind my gears team, I hate to say it, it's the Vegas Golden Knights. They really chafe my ass. I love to hate them. And it's funny, I have a couple of friends that are Knights fans. They're super nice and
Yeah.
we trash talk appropriately. But yeah, they deserve to win. that the Western Conference they did. They deserve to win the cup. I think they did what they needed to do, and I still hate it.
Yeah, they had a hell of a run. But let's talk about your run. Playoff, you guys down to Minnesota. But however, that first game in Dallas, when a double overtime, almost a triple, and Minnesota squeaked out the win.
They did.
How did you feel about that?
So that game. So I think one of the hardest things about that whole series was the hit on Pavelski.
Oh God, yeah, dumb by Dumba, yeah.
Dumb by Dumba is, and yeah. And I think so. It was one of those things where when it initially happened, it happened so fast. And I've been at games where players have gotten hurt. I've watched games where people have gotten hurt, and it's terrible. And it's always, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter who I'm watching, what's happening. If a player gets injured, like, I just, it's like all the wind goes out.
Yeah.
And so I think it was one of those situations where most of us, I don't think, recovered from that. Like, the rest of the game, I was just, it was so hard to be present. It was so hard to, because the whole time, and all I could think about was, I know I feel this way, and he's not my like pseudo dad. He's not my line mate. He's not my teammate. Like, what are these guys going through? And so to not get that win, to have the, you know, the win go, it's like the win went out. It was like, oh my gosh. And so it was on one level, everybody was like, I was getting texts from all my friends. They're like, it's okay. We'll get it back. It's all right. And I was like, but oh no. What's happening? It was really scary. And then seeing like the way that people responded to it was kind of disappointing. You know,
well,
and
I blame the scheduling the game so late, because there's a lot of fans leaving, and it's like, okay, you paid an arm and a leg for a Stanley Cup Stanley Cup playoff ticket, and you're leaving. Hey, you're wearing the Stars jersey. Do not be leaving your team still playing. So that's disappointing to see. Yeah.
It's really disappointing to see. And honestly, I blame that on the league. Like, they need to figure out their scheduling issues.
8 p.m. starting time? And Central?
That's not
Central?
Well, 8 p.m. Central in theory, but the puck doesn't drop until 8:50.
Yeah, they got to sing for 20 minutes first. And it's like.
Yes. Well, there's all this stuff. And I mean, we went to one game and we went after work. So I finished working, my friend finishes working, we go out there and meet. We managed to get into our seats right after puck drop. We missed the first little bit because it didn't drop until 8:50, but that's too late. And it's really crummy, in particular when, you know, like, I get it. If you have a West Coast team, they're going to be later. That makes sense. You want people to be able to get to the game. But why are we getting screwed with these late start times? Oh, because you want to double up and do these in a particular way. Figure out something better. Like, there's got to be something better than this. The scheduling is a mess.
No. So then you guys, you know, you downed Minnesota. They didn't really have a chance after that. they squeaked out that win. But then in classic Minnesota fashion, you know, you knew they were going to shit the bed. Even though you don't, you know, like, they have got a great team.
They do. They do. But their team didn't. I mean, I think the one thing for me is that, and this is a league narrative fault. This is what I say about it, because Robertson and Kaprizov have been pitted against each other since the Calder, the Calder run. Understandably, because I think they were both the top two. I don't have any beef about Kaprizov for winning it. I think that's great, and I'm happy for him. I wish Robo had gotten some more votes. I was like, I think it was closer than the voting showed, but that's whatever. He was going to win. That's a foregone conclusion. But now their names are together all the time. And so it was really interesting, because all I kept hearing in the playoffs was like, well, where's Kaprizov? Where's Kaprizov? Where's Kaprizov?
Yeah, he did not show up.
He did not. He did not show up. And I'm sure some of that is like being a young player, having pressure, you know, stuff
and
like that.
I think he had a really nasty injury late season.
I wondered too if that was the case. If he
he was out
injured
at the end of the season. And then, I don't know. They started Marc-Andre Fleury when they shouldn't have.
Yes. Oh, and
that's
love.
A whole other thing. Yeah.
I love Marc-Andre Fleury so much, but that was a choice. That was a choice.
Yeah. Let's see here. And then Then you guys played the Kraken to 7 games.
Oh
How was that
man. You know what?
series?
I
Denver
will
is
tell you
such an
something.
exciting team. I knew,
They
like, obviously, I
were.
wanted Denver to beat them, but I knew in my heart that Denver wasn't going to beat them.
Yeah.
But I was rooting because every year there's that hot team. You know, like a few years
Yes.
ago, it was
Yes.
Carolina. A
Yep.
couple years ago, blah, blah, blah. You know, so there's always that kind of
Yeah.
like team that comes out of nowhere. And I feel like
Yes.
Seattle, you know, they were the worst team in the league 2 years ago. And then look at them
Yes.
beating
They.
Denver, who was first in the Central Division, which didn't mean anything. But yeah.
No, the Central Division race was such a mess. But
Yeah.
no, that the two things I can say about the Kraken are that it's so interesting because when the team was first announced, I was like, this is going to be cool, and I followed them, and
Yeah.
it's been really cool seeing them go from where they were to where they are and be really exciting and really really cool. And then I thought the series that we had was great. Like we had a we, it was a good series. I didn't think there was a lot of controversy. The fans were really cool. Like we were at a game, and there were like interspersed Kraken fans around us. They were super cool, like really nice to us. Like the banter on Twitter was real calm and chill. Like, oh my God, y'all are awesome. Oh, you're awesome too. Like it was really kind of nice to have like this, ooh, we have mutual appreciation. And I think it was really cool because on one level, because there, I will tell you, last year I have never been come at like Minnesota fans came at us in the first round. And I was like, holy cow, some of y'all need to just sit down. Like it's and
They're
I
still mad
usually
about
am,
93. God.
well, I know. Well, that's the thing is after a while I was like, you're not even mad about this. Like just like calm down, like sit down.
Yeah.
Like and I am a full believer in I call it the Minnesota grief. Like I get it. I get it. My team used to be y'all's team and I would be upset too.
Yeah.
But you gotta let go at some point. You gotta move forward. And it just got nasty. I mean, the death threats. I got homophobic slurs tweeted at me and messaged to
Jesus.
me by, yeah, it was real bad. So
That's
that
hard to
on the
deal
one.
with because, like, I'm such a wiener online. Like, I hate confrontation in general. But for have someone to like be coming at you and you're like, really? Are we adults here? I guess not.
Well,
You
that's,
know, say it
yeah,
to
that
my
was my
face,
thing.
you know?
Yes. Yeah. It was very much one of these things where I'm like, look, if you want to talk about my team, like if you want to talk about Jamie Benn, go for it. If you want to talk about, you know, how you think that this is good or this is bad or whatever, but there's no reason to start having personal attacks. And so that was so nasty that I think we went into the Seattle Kraken and we're like, what's going to happen? And then it was like jolly rainbows.
Yeah.
Everybody was so nice, like, oh my gosh, you beat the crap out of us, but we really respect this and this. And it was such a beautiful turnaround. It was really nice. The games were really good. It was a lot of fun. It was stressful because you could tell Ottinger was showing strain at that point. I think he
Yeah.
was injured at that point
Yeah.
too, which we didn't find out till after. But it was a great series. It was really lovely to see it go to seven, to be competitive. And that's the thing. Like I always, of course, want my team to win the cup. But the most important thing to
Yeah.
me is I'm like, just come in here and play good hockey. Like if you shit the bed at the very end, that sucks. If you can come in and you can play your best game, even if you don't eke it out, okay, fine. You know, we don't have anything to blame except for, you know, circumstances where we weren't the good team. And so it was a
Yeah.
really lovely series, a lot of fun. And I can't wait to see what they do. I think they're going to be a team to watch this year for sure. So.
Yeah. So then after you guys got Seattle, then you went and lost in six to Vegas. Does it sting a little less knowing that Vegas went on to win the
I don't know. I have never been a huge fan of the root for the team that beat you. It's just something that I have a hard time with. I think this is a holdover of going back to the 90s and Detroit would always beat us, and I'm like, I can't root for Detroit. Like that's just against my soul.
But yeah,
So
that Pavelski, what game was it when he scored 4 goals?
he scored four
That
goals.
game one Las Vegas or something ridiculous, like
Game two, Las Vegas, I think. And we lost. Like, He scored four goals and we lost.
Yeah.
And Leon Draisaitl had scored four goals and lost, I think. And it was just
Yeah.
weird. Like there was some weird stuff that happened like that. Like that was two really weird coincidences where it
No,
was
I
like,
remember
okay.
game six was a bit of a humiliating way to end a playoff run.
I didn't even finish watching the game. I'm a
Yeah.
big, so I grew up when I was a kid, we had Ralph Strangis on the broadcast, and he used to say, never leave a hockey game because you would never know what could happen. And one time I was at a game with my dad and my brother, and it was looking not good. I think it was like 3-1 or something like that. We were losing, and it was like 5 minutes to go. So he left. And by the time we got in our
Oof.
car and turned the radio on, it was tied.
Yeah.
And Ralph was on there yelling, never leave a hockey game. And so I hold that to heart. I take it to heart and I don't leave, but I could not finish watching the end of that game.
I
I was
know.
just
It
like,
was a six to
oh.
eight, I think.
It was painful. It was
Yeah.
so hard. And it got to a point where I was like, okay, I know it's over. I'm gonna turn it off. I can't watch this shellacking anymore. I have a real hard time when the boys are emotional at the end. So I was
Yeah.
just like, you know what? I'm just gonna not. But
Yeah,
it was rough.
I can totally be like, if my team wins or if my team loses, I don't want to watch the highlights the next day. You know, I'm like, let me be sick and mad about this, okay? And then I need to give it some time. And then that's even the regular season. You know?
Yes. No, I'm very much like that. Like I still with the 2020 bubble, they had like Quest for the Stanley Cup, and like I watched it up to that point, and I cannot bring myself to watch the end of it because just watching some of the interviews after with I was just like, no,
Yeah.
I can't. Ooh.
So I mean, yeah, so you guys were in the finals in 2020. Then
Yes.
I know you guys have had a lot of success these last couple years in the playoffs. I know, I
Yeah.
think Calgary, you had that early exit. But like
Jake
we
Oddrew
were
did everything he could, but we
Yeah.
still got us
Well,
in
I
the
think we
end.
mentioned it earlier. It's like it takes years to win a
It
cup, and
does.
that's
It
yeah.
does.
That's why I think, well, before I get into that, hang on, let's see. Let's just, geez, I'm all over the place. I'm like, this, oh,
That's
God.
okay. That's okay.
Because usually my last question is, why should your team win? But I don't know if I'm at there yet. But
Yeah,
I'll just
it's
go ahead
okay.
and ask, why should your team win? Name of the show.
I think we're in a good place. We have a lot of pieces and components. We have young talent, we have veteran talent. We've got guys that put the work in over time that are always consistently trying to do better, doing better. And I mean, every team has that. And I think that's the hardest thing is that everybody goes into it being like, my team should win because they're the best. And they are. I mean, every team has it in some way or another. And we saw that last year. I mean, we had a package. I thought we could go all the way and we got outdone by Vegas. And that's sometimes how it goes. But this year, I think if we play to our potential, and that's the hard thing with Dallas is that sometimes we have all the pieces, but it's not clicking. When they are running on all cylinders, we are a smooth-oiled machine. It is going to get you. We got that goaltending in the back that's going to back everything up and stop everything. We've got offense that can, shoot it up. We got a big hole on defense. We know his name. We don't need to mention it again. But we got some young talent that's coming up that maybe is going to help with that. And I think if we can cover that, I think we've got the whole thing. I think we've got everything we need to take it to the end. It's just going to be a matter of can we keep the machine running? And
Yeah.
I'm real excited to see if they can.
Yeah,
So.
I think I said it earlier. I think Dallas is a cup favorite this year.
Which
And
makes
it's
me
because
nervous.
yeah. Well, because I don't know. Chicago is going to be like a dark horse in our division, I think. Is Winnipeg going to
I
be
think so
good
too.
this year? I don't
Oh,
think Winnipeg's going to be good
if
next year.
no,
You know, so
because Bones, their coach Bones, who used to be
yeah.
our coach, is diminishing returns. So what you saw last year will continue.
Was their
But, you
last
know,
chance, I think, was to get it together, and they shit the bed royally.
they did. I mean, all this talk about how they were going to do this rebuild, and they did some stuff, but they didn't do enough. I don't think they're going to have it. I think it's going to be, I wonder if what'll happen is they'll start strong and just plummet. But it'll be interesting to see how their season goes as a whole, because
Well,
they
and then
didn't do as much as
also,
I thought they would.
yeah, well, being an Avs fan, I'm always watching Central Division, obviously. And then I saw Dallas at the top all year. And I was,
Yeah.
January, I was like, had the blues because I was so depressed because Denver was so injured. And I was like, we're out of a wild card spot, And then we ended up at
Yeah.
the last minute, Mikko Rantanen clawed us into first place.
No
What
kidding.
the, that was insane. And like also McKinnon had a late season surge. He finally hit the
Yes, he
100 point
did.
mark.
Yes, he did.
But it's, I don't know. I don't know. I think it's going to be expectations are higher on Dallas, I think, this year for the Central.
I think so too, and it always makes me nervous. Like, there's an ongoing joke in Stars Twitter where anytime they're like, "Ooh, the Stars are good," or "Stars are number one," we're all like, "No, don't perceive them, and you'll make them nervous." Like, we do better when we're underestimated than when we're rated highly, because I think there's just a lot of pressure to live up to there, and that's the one thing I think about a lot with this team, is that there's a lot of players on this team that haven't had a cup. You know, we've got Jamie Benn, we've
Yeah.
got Pavelski.
Yeah.
They're hungry. They
Suitor.
want it. Oh, I mean, if Miro Heiskanen drags him to a cup, fine, but they shouldn't. I'm not gonna get
So
in case you can't tell, I don't like Ryan Suter very much.
yeah, nobody does. So it's tonight starts the preseason, right? You guys are playing Arizona. I never really pay attention too much training camp, preseason. I mean, I'll
I
read,
don't
I'll
either.
glance at the headlines. But it's always, the guys trying to claw their way onto the team or rookies or people doing their tryouts. So it's not interesting. but good luck with the preseason. And then lastly, I just want to ask you about Puck Doku.
Oh, Puck
Because
Doku.
I know, because I saw it on your Twitter page and I was like, oh, what's this? And now I do it every day.
I do it. So I started doing Puck Doku because one of my other, Carrie, my other hockey wife, long distance hockey wife, she was like, "Have you seen this?" And so I started doing it. And now my confession of the day is that I do three. So there's Puck Doku, there's also Immaculate Grid NHL, and then there's another one that you can do. They're all the
Ooh.
same principle. And I'm obsessed. I am obsessed with Puck Doku. It is, I every morning I do the crossword and I do my Puck Doku because I gotta see what I got. And I don't always do that great. I have some definite lack of knowledge for some of the Eastern Coast teams. I'm not as up on them as
Yeah.
the West.
Yeah.
But I get better every time I play it. And I love it. I'm so glad for that creation. So.
Yeah, well, I'll like go deep into the bank. I'll be like, oh, that's definitely Terry Sawchuk.
Yes.
Like
Yeah.
for
Way back in the Wayback
0.9%.
Machine.
Yeah. Oh,
Yes.
duh, Frank Mahovlich. Duh.
Yeah, sometimes it's really random. My ongoing joke, there's two friends and I that play together, and our ongoing joke is to figure out how many Puck Dokus we could put Jordy Ben on, which is quite a lot. And then who's the other one? Mike McKenna, who I love, one of my goalie loves. I always try to get Mike McKenna on my on mine if I can. So if you can
Also,
find
like
a couple of go-tos.
when in doubt, just put Jaromir
No kidding. That who, by the way, just started his season at, I forget how old he is now, but oh my gosh, what a,
51.
yeah, just what a machine. Like, it's so funny because they posted that, and then somebody on Twitter was sharing from his first cup win, I think, and they were talking about it, and I was just like, this is amazing. What a gift to hockey.
Yeah, I think like Club Kladno in like Czechoslovakia or Czech Republic, I think. I don't know. He's part owner of the team. And I think he has to play or the team will go under. So he's kind of like in a damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah,
They're like,
yeah.
Jager, get your skates on. Skate for the people.
Okay. So interesting. Do you remember when they had Jager peanut butter years ago and he was promoting it?
No.
I don't remember the specifics of it, but it's been a long time. It was in the 90s, I think. But he was there
I
was like
think
this
that's like a Pittsburgh thing, right? No?
it I knew about it because I think they showed it on, I don't know if they showed it on like SportsCenter or whatever, but they're like, here, you know, he's got peanut butter, and it's like Yarmer Yager peanut butter. So you can, it was probably more in the Pittsburgh area, I would imagine, but it somehow made it on national news because we thought it was hilarious. We were like, why peanut butter? Where did this come from?
I know, I think
But
like my dad's from Pennsylvania, and I think there's some like they say they have a weird name for peanut butter in Pittsburgh or something. I don't know.
yeah.
I'm maybe I'm reaching.
It,
I don't know if there's.
honestly, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, well,
So,
I know there's like Pittsburgh has like local slang, you know, like we say
Yins.
y'all or you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I
Yins,
think
yeah.
peanut butter, they call it like pindacas or something. Yeah, it's something weird. I have no
Yeah,
idea.
something. Yeah. I have a friend who moved to Pittsburgh for graduate school a few years ago, and she's always keeping me up on the slang. So it's funny. She was like, do you know they say yins here? And I was like, I did know that actually.
Yeah.
So very interesting. Everybody's got their own stuff.
Yeah. All right, Lynn. Well, that's all I got. Thank you so much for showering me with your
Yeah.
Dallas Stars knowledge.
Yeah,
Really
no, it was a
appreciate
lot of
it.
fun. Yeah, always love to talk hockey. So thank you so much
Yeah.
for inviting
Well,
me to
we'll
this.
stay
Very
in
cool.
touch.
Yeah, absolutely.